Welcome. Today we're discussing Gia Tolentino's thought-provoking piece, My Brain Finally Broke, from The New Yorker. Buckle up, folks. It's a wild ride.
Sounds intense. What's the central theme here? Is it just another technology is bad rant?
Not quite. It's more nuanced than that. Tolentino describes this feeling of mental opacity, like reality is becoming illegible, especially in the face of the relentless news cycle and the rise of AI.
I can relate to that. It's like drinking from a fire hose of information, half of which is questionable, right?
Exactly. She talks about misreading words, struggling to grasp meaning. It's this constant bombardment of information, both real and fake, that's contributing to this sense of dissociation.
She mentions Trump's second term. Is this article from the future?
Huh. No, it's from May 2025. It's interesting to see her predictions from that time.
So what's the deal with the title, My Brain Finally Broke? Is she having a breakdown?
Well, she explores several possibilities, including COVID after effects, the stress of parenting, even past marijuana use. But she suspects it's a shared experience, this feeling of being overwhelmed by, well, everything.
So it's the state of the world, not necessarily a personal crisis.
Precisely. She links this feeling of brokenness to the constant barrage of news, especially the horrors of war, political chaos, and the increasingly blurred lines between reality and fabrication, thanks to AI.
Ah, the AI angle. So, it's not just about information overload, but the nature of the information itself.
Yes. She talks about the rise of deepfakes, AI-generated content. It's all making it harder to distinguish fact from fiction. And then there's ChatGPT.
Which she refuses to use, right?
Correct. She finds it gross and worries about its potential to make us even more dependent on technology, eroding our critical thinking skills. I disagree with her slightly. It can be used responsibly.
Interesting take. I see her point, though, about it potentially exacerbating existing issues like loneliness.
Absolutely. And she talks about the environmental impact, the ethical concerns. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
She also brings up some pretty disturbing examples of how AI is already being misused, like the deepfakes being used in scams and customized porn. That's chilling.
It is. And she's particularly concerned about the impact this will have on her children, growing up in a world where reality is so easily manipulated.
So what's her solution? Go off the grid?
Not exactly. It's more about cultivating a sense of resistance, I guess. Holding on to the things that make us human. Our ability to think critically. To connect with each other authentically.
It's a tall order in the digital age.
No doubt. She ends with this really unsettling anecdote about a Ghibli-fied image tweeted by the White House. An image of an undocumented immigrant being arrested. It's this jarring juxtaposition of whimsy and cruelty that really underscores her point about the blurring of lines.
Powerful image, and a fittingly unsettling end to a piece about the unsettling nature of our reality.
Exactly. It leaves you with a lot to think about. Thanks for joining me in this discussion of Gia Tolentino's My Brain Finally Broke. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.